Welcome back. Now, I basically have two problems. The first problem is that I have to give a postprandial talk, and everybody who has had the cheesecake knows that it will take quite something to attract attention. The second problem is that I'm speaking of a project which has not even started, so I don't really know what to say. The third issue is that I promised that David and Christina were very convincing that I had to talk about something. Also, FK said that I had to talk about something, so I couldn't actually escape. Therefore, I'm going to speak to you about ODE, Opportunity for Data Exchange, which is a new project started within the Alliance umbrella by a set of Alliance partners. That's coordinated by CERN, by accident, and partners are STFC, Helmholtz, CSC, the Alliance, as such, the British Library, the DNB, LIBER, and STM. That's the set of partners we have together. And if there is a sure way to make you all fall asleep after the cheesecake, is to put this kind of stuff up there. So that's what ODE wants to do, and I'll try to explain it somewhere else, in any other form. So John has shown these. I think you are going to see it at least other three times today. That's riding the wave. The concept is that there is a rising tide of scientific data today, and we really have to surf on this wave in order to get Europe go forward. Now, surfing is very cool, and I think that if you are really excited, I don't think you care so much about preservation, reuse, open access. Once you are there and you are getting this data deluge, and we have an inkling about that at CERN, the last thing you care about is to preserve them. The last thing you care about is to reuse them. So when you are out there surfing, you don't care. Still, surfing can be dangerous. When you are out there in the waves, you never know what can happen to you. And the issue is that data preservation, reuse, and sharing are a key to really fully realize the potential of AI infrastructure. This was the idea behind ODE, and this was the driver for the Alliance to propose this project. In particular, we want to understand how we can best realize the potential of an infrastructure by sharing, reusing, and preserving data, and avoiding what is lurking down in the abyss. This is ODE. This is 110 pages of proposal and 90 pages of description of work. By the way, I don't know if you've ever realized that the description of work are smaller than proposals, so there must be something which doesn't work, but that's personal. It's a research project about data in the e-infrastructure, and in particular it's a consortium who want to do communication, discuss evidence, information, reuse, sharing, and there is also a little bit of work up there in a corner. Yeah, there is some work. ODE wants to answer five questions. And let me just try to walk you through these five questions to try and see which is really the spirit of what we are about. These five questions are five big themes for the emerging ecosystem of e-infrastructures as we know it today. And there are also five big themes for the Alliance. It's something that in our new impetus in preparing a work program, in tightening up our and focusing on our plan, we have to consider and consider seriously. The first set of questions that ODE wants to answer is trying to understand which are the main drivers for people who share data and which are the main barriers, which are the main barriers to spread these best practices and how can we lower these barriers. That's entirely a sociological issue. And we know very well when it comes to data preservation, data sharing, it is a sociological issue more than others. The second thing that ODE wants to address is whether there are benefits from sharing data and reusing data, both for researchers And this was an example that John had this morning. Imagine how many researchers are out there in countries and continents and economies which cannot afford the research infrastructures we have in Europe, but they have excellent education and excellent ideas. Which benefit is there for us to share those data and have even more eyeballs looking at them? And which benefits are there, and that's the reuse theme. And the alliance and the preservation theme is which benefits are there for researchers of tomorrow to access and understand data that we have collected today. That's an outreach theme that Aude wants to tackle. The third big theme that Aude is going to address is whether citing data seamlessly across infrastructures would constitute the silver bullet, that single very same incentive which will eventually get researchers to jump and to dive into adopting data sharing and data reusing. And in order to get that done, which are the changes that are already coming on the line today? More and more scientists come to publish or knock at their doors with data. What do we do with that data? How do you peer review that? And what has to emerge? Which changes to happen? And that's the third theme of Aude, which is a scholarly communication theme. Aude has a fourth theme, and it's to try and understand how all this wishful thinking can actually be transformed in real, concrete actions and facts. How should we facilitate data sharing, reuse, and preservation so that we get a critical mass? And which are the criteria for a long-term support to this critical mass? Which is the interplay between people who wanted to do something, started doing something, generating a need, and the need for transnational and national funding agencies to step in and actually support this virtuous circle, breaking the vicious circle of abandoning data in which we are today. And this theme of Aude, the fourth theme of Aude, is the critical mass theme. The fifth and last theme of Aude is to try and understand how the creation of an infrastructure delivers a possibility of sharing data, of reusing data, and preserving data, actually generates a direct benefit for all stakeholders, the researchers, their funding agencies, the infrastructure per se, and researchers of tomorrow, or researchers from elsewhere, from outside the European research area. That's exactly the key theme of Aude, is that why shall we bother? I mean, why are we here? For the weather. Aude deliverables are quite clear. They are, of course, nicely packaged in surveys, into conferences, into brochures. But the concept is that we want to unveil and understand the three basic things. Which are the opportunities in data sharing, reuse, and preservation? Which are the needs out there, which are unmet, of the scientific community for accessing this data and eventually reusing this data, therefore needing to preserve it? And which are the alignments which could be needed between regional university, local funding agency, transnational policies in order to make these interoperate? I mean, why am I telling you all these? And you are actually awake. This means that Aude is actually starting tomorrow. We are doing the kickoff of the project, even though we have been doing mostly paperwork, masses of paperwork in the last 3 weeks. And the project is very small. The project is not even 100 person month or spread over 9 partners. It's a very, very, very compact operation. So we have to focus. And the way we want to focus is to start collecting success stories, near misses, and even honorable failures today in communities, universities, research agencies, funding agencies who have tried to share data, reuse data, and preserve data. We want just to understand what's out there and what has happened. communities which got it right, initiatives and policies which got it right, because you can never get it wrong with the policy, of course, which are emerging new initiatives, and so on and so forth. So that's actually why we need you, because we have to listen. So in the next 3 or 4 months, project partners, mostly the Helmholtz Alliance, Hans and Heinz are in the room, are going to look after quite a few of you to ask questions about your success stories. Of course, none of you has near misses, let alone honorable failure to recount, but we want to listen to your success stories. And you are going to listen to hear back from us again, because the idea of ODE is that there is quite an integration between the communication strategy of ODE to listen and to engage, and the communication strategy of the Alliance. And actually, the next two conferences, 2011 and 2012, are going to be very much linked between the two initiatives. In 2011, we are going to discuss all what we see is happening out there. And in particular, we are going to share best practices in data sharing, in reuse and in preservation. Today, we heard the requirements. We hope that in 1 year from now, we are going to hear real facts of what works and emerging views from science and from policymakers. Once the project will be over in 2 years from now, we have not even started, we are not looking forward to finish, but the concept is that once the key deliverable for the Alliance that we want to encode is that we hope by the end of the project to be able to share what we have learned in our survey of the drivers and the barriers for data sharing, reuse, and preservation. On how data and publication can be integrated, I think we are going to hear some first things straight after this talk, and eventually which are the opportunities for cooperation, both within and beyond the European Research Area. That's a bit what ODE is about. I'm actually quite grateful that you listened to this totally empty talk because we have not started yet. And stay tuned because there will be so much more to come next year. Thank you.
A few questions on your empty talk?
Yes. I can always throw your book at people who don't behave. So it's heavy, it's dangerous. So
one or two questions? Looks if you bamboozled everybody.
That was the idea.
Or they don't believe you.
That was
the idea. But they will be pursued. Is that the message?
They will be pursued.
Okay.
And persuaded.
Okay.
Thank you again.
So.